Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program, Reader's Club. Today we are discussing the future of books in our high-tech society. Here's our expert, James Chandler.
Good afternoon.
So, James, are books going to disappear in the near future?
Not at all. Despite fears that the so-called electronic media, especially radio, television, and videos, might damage book publishing, the opposite seems to be true. Book sales, since the introduction of television, have increased considerably, well beyond the increase in population. In fact, the USA leads in the number of books read per capita. These books include just about every kind of topic, from mysteries to biographies, from histories to gardening, from cookbooks to encyclopedias.
It's good to hear that, but rather unexpected. So how has this happened, the survival of books in the electronic media age?
In fact, several reasons have been offered to account for this. I would like to name just three of them, which seem the most important to me.
What is the first one?
First, American schools have traditionally stressed and tried to develop the love of reading, and this strategy has been successful. You can find people reading everywhere, on city buses, in airports, during lunch breaks, on the beach, and not only books, but newspapers and magazines, too.
It's difficult to disagree with you here. What's the second reason?
Secondly, public libraries have always been very active in communities throughout the country. Here, too, the general policy has been to get books to people, rather than to protect the books from people. A favorite way of raising money for libraries is to have thousands of used books donated by the community, and then to have a book sale, where the deals can be irresistible. Any 5 books, just $11. The money made in this fashion goes to buy new books for the library. Such popular community fundraising activities also increase the people's feeling that the library belongs to them.
Okay, and the final reason is?
Well, the third and probably most important reason is that there are no laws which control booksellers or fix prices. Anyone can sell new and used books at discount and sale prices, and just about everyone does. For many years now, books have been sold everywhere. In drugstores and supermarkets, department stores and 24-hour shops, through book clubs and at colleges, as well as in regular bookstores. Many university bookstores are student-owned and run. They operate on a nonprofit basis. That is, all profits go towards keeping the prices of books down, for paying the student employees, and often to support student scholarships and other financial aid.
I had no idea there are so many ways to buy and sell books.
I should probably also mention large paperback supermarkets located in most shopping centers. which mainly sell paperback books on a variety of subjects. These two have done a great deal to keep the book trade healthy and growing by keeping the cost of books down. Nationwide, radio and television shows, new movies, and filmed versions of books have often helped to create spectacular book sales as well.
Thank you, James.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program, Reader's Club. Today, we are discussing the future of books in our high-tech society. Here's our expert, James Chandler.
Good afternoon.
So, James, are books going to disappear in the near future?
Not at all. Despite fears that the so-called electronic media, especially radio, television, and videos, might damage book publishing, the opposite seems to be true. Book sales, since the introduction of television, have increased considerably, well beyond the increase in population. In fact, the USA leads in the number of books read per capita. These books include just about every kind of topic, from mysteries to biographies, from histories to gardening, from cookbooks to encyclopedias.
It's good to hear that, but rather unexpected. So how has this happened, the survival of books in the electronic media age?
In fact, several reasons have been offered to account for this. I would like to name just three of them, which seem the most important to me.
What is the first one?
First, American schools have traditionally stressed and tried to develop the love of reading, and this strategy has been successful. You can find people reading everywhere, on city buses, in airports, during lunch breaks, on the beach, and not only books, but newspapers and magazines, too.
It's difficult to disagree with you here. What's the second reason?
Secondly, public libraries have always been very active in communities throughout the country. Here, too, the general policy has been to get books to people, rather than to protect the books from people. A favorite way of raising money for libraries is to have thousands of used books donated by the community, and then to have a book sale, where the deals can be irresistible. Any 5 books, just $11. The money made in this fashion goes to buy new books for the library. Such popular community fundraising activities also increase the people's feeling that the library belongs to them.
Okay, and the final reason is?
Well, the third and probably most important reason is that there are no laws which control booksellers or fix prices. Anyone can sell new and used books at discount and sale prices, and just about everyone does. For many years now, books have been sold everywhere. In drugstores and supermarkets, department stores and 24-hour shops, through book clubs and at colleges, as well as in regular bookstores. Many university bookstores are student-owned and run. They operate on a non-profit basis. That is, all profits go towards keeping the prices of books down, for paying the student employees, and often to support student scholarships and other financial aid.
I had no idea there are so many ways to buy and sell books.
I should probably also mention large paperback supermarkets located in most shopping centers, which mainly sell paperback books on a variety of subjects. These two have done a great deal to keep the book trade healthy and growing by keeping the cost of books down. Nationwide, radio and television shows, new movies, and filmed versions of books have often helped to create spectacular book sales as well.
Thank you, James.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.